The following is an original production of Mod Mobilian Radio.
Hey, are we rolling?
Yes.
And it's Babylon Mobile from Mod Mobilian Radio and modmobilian.com. It's a lovely Wednesday here at Haley's Whiskey Wednesday with the return of Trey Lane.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who I would like him to join us. He does have some things to say, but he's just going to be a sneaky little prissy pot and not do anything per Trey Lane fashion. My name is Emily Hayes. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to pass the mic around and let you meet everyone that is joining us today to discuss things.
Stephen Granger.
Vincent Vega.
Hi.
That was Trey Lane. And I'm Clay Bates.
Mac Lipscomb.
And Ian Taylor is here.
I don't even know.
Along with Vince Vega.
Kenan
had to leave.
Kenan
had to go. He just came to say hi.
Okay, since we only have Trey for a hot minute, he's got the scoop on the Bruce Willis jams.
Hello, Bruce Willis.
Shut up.
Hello, Bruce Rivers.
Okay, so Trey, he just informed me of this, and I think it's something that everyone should know. Trey?
I don't know if this is news or not. I think everyone probably knows this, but the Bruce Willis movie we're making in town right now?
Yes.
It's not really a Bruce Willis movie. Bruce Willis is going to be in town for one day. It's actually a 50 Cent movie where Bruce Willis comes in at the end and is kind of the bad guy type. But 50 Cent's going to be in town. The duration.
But they didn't want anyone to know that 50 Cent was going to be in town.
No, so apparently not.
Well,
do you have some commentary about that you'd like to share with us?
I think having 50 Cent in town and it being a public thing might cause somewhat of an uproar.
Well, make a dotted line for me. How do you see that happening?
Public mobbing and things of the nature.
I have something to say.
Coming out of the woodwork, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I find it interesting that they have not publicized the fact that 50 Cent's coming.
Yeah, and it's full-on a 50 Cent movie. And the Bruce Willis thing is totally incidental.
That's funny. Way to go, AL.com.
Yeah. If you could see Emily's face right now. Is there any other movie?
Why do
movie
you make sick face?
Talk? Any other movie smack to talk before I go? Fighting Owls films, Night of the Krampus.
Who is that?
It's a short film. It's a sequel to The Night Shift, which is their first feature. And it's Krampus is like a crazy kind of Scandinavian monster, Christmas monster.
That's like, is it kind of like the Santa Claus monster?
Yeah.
Like the Krampus?
Yeah.
Same.
Is it like the movie Troll? Or Troll Hunter?
But it's more like Troll 2, personally. Like
Troll 2 is
awesome. it sounds like the movie Rare Exports.
Yes, that was about.
Not that thing was about Krampus. Yeah.
I said Troll, but I meant Troll Hunters. Troll Hunter. Yeah, that was really cool.
I don't really know much about it other than they've been working on it for a long time, and I saw some stills of the monster.
Hilarious.
It looks like it's going to be worth seeing, but
awesome.
They're showing it. I think you can get it on demand. It's gonna be on WJTC44.
JTC44.
One time.
Shout out.
And if you go to modmobilian.com, we have a story about it. You can see how you can see their movie.
Cool.
What other movies this week? Anything? Anything big?
They're actually.
Steven cried at the theater.
They're doing this Saturday. There's an open audition for extras and a few smaller roles, larger roles for the new Jason movie, in Municipal Park. Saturday afternoon from 11 to 1. Yeah, I got a post about that today. It's like the new chapter in the Jason films. Yeah.
Once again, oh my God.
Follow Ian Taylor to the auditions because he will be there Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. That
from 11
great.
To 1 Municipal Park, go be in the scream fill.
Hang on. Yeah. I just want to, on a note before I forget, last week we talked about 12 Years a Slave, and I did get a chance to see it the next day, and it is the most just compelling and just, it blew my mind how rough it truly was. And towards the end, I openly wept in the theater, stood up with wobble knees. I wanted to hug every black man in the theater because I felt so bad. And I am a pussy pot, and I agree. I cried during Silver Linings Playbook, but goddamn it, I was going through a divorce, and shit happens.
I've been hearing rumors that they're going to be filming part of the new Jurassic Park movie around here.
Yes.
And then I heard that Jason Schwartzman is attached to the new Jurassic Park movie. Jason Schwartzman, who has a house on the Eastern Shore.
His wife's from Fairhope. Yeah.
Right. So I think we can safely say Jurassic Park will be shooting sometime.
Jurassic Park in Mobile.
Yeah. Down in Mobile.
Sam Jones, not the only dinosaur in Mobile.
Thank you. You beat me to that joke. Thank you.
Sorry. Come on. I had to crack a joke, man.
This really needs to be a televised thing. We need to be on Ustream so you can see Emily's face.
We need to be on UPN 44.
UPN doesn't exist anymore.
Shut up.
UPN 44.
UPN CW, whatever the hell it is. WTGZ after SmackDown and after the Krumpus movie.
Something has survived.
Right before Supernatural and then right after Moesha. We need to be on UPN. Sister.
Sister. Sorry.
All right. Any other movie stuff before I get out of here?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think.
Well, it's nice of you to come back for free beer.
Yeah, I'm here for the tab, really.
Trey Lane for the people.
And for the people.
come to Mobile and see Ian get eaten by Dilophosaurus at the Botanical Gardens.
And chased by Jason. And getting a rap battle with 50 Cent.
I just want to be naked in the Jason
weekend.
Movie. I want to be naked in the Jason movie, and I want to be murdered.
Yeah.
That's exactly. If you're naked, I want to be naked in Municipal Park just for the audition.
Just show up naked screaming.
Bloody. Yeah, covered in blood. I'm a method actor.
I'm going to show up
I'll
to the Jason audition dressed as a machete.
That's
all foam.
It's machete. It's machete. Machete.
Ian Taylor as Danny Trejo.
Ian Taylor as Danny Trejo's machete.
You got to work on your
and machete there. Kills.
Hey, Emily, do you have anything that you'd like to say? Will you make smirky faces at us? Love you, mean it.
You're really good at one of those things.
Yeah, I know.
Is it always silly, or is it just silly?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
This is the silliest it's been in a while.
Is it always silly, or is it just silly? Because I feel like it gets really silly when I get here. I don't know what it is.
We get silly sometimes.
Well, the pussy pot Trey Lane is not helping the silliness.
I said prissy pot.
What's a pussy pot? Is that like a neti pot?
It's like a pot of pussy. It's a noonie pot.
Okay, so we have other things to talk about that aren't vulgar. I'm really sorry, Mom.
It's a noonie pot.
Trey Lane, do you have anything else to add? About anything? Are we? No, we're not talking about that.
Children, please.
We're going to focus now.
Emily's got important stuff to say.
I know. I have things written down
Always. By
my personal assistant. You know what, Trey?
I love baiting Emily and being mad at me and taking up like large portions of the radio show, being mad at me about stuff that
doesn't
no one
matter.
That's listening can even tell what's going on. It's great. You're welcome, Emily.
Been hating Trey Lane for 5 years now. It's the truth.
5 years strong, y'all.
Yeah, I'm new on the Let's Hate Trey Lane wagon. I miss the shirts when you had shirts that said vulgar things that I won't repeat because I have family that listens to this.
What you got on today?
The shirt that was in reference to Trey Lane.
Oh.
Yes.
Your shirts?
No, not my shirts.
On that note.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Trey Lane.
Bye, Trey.
Shut up. So now we focus on things like it's been a little active in the Southern music world. if you will, with Clear Plastic Mask and Ducat Johnston releasing videos for two of their jams. Clear Plastic Mask are South Sounds alum, and Ducat soft confirm for the second weekend of April for South Sounds. Ducat, you may remember the band Verbena, is the bassist for Verbena. Yes.
We're losing it.
Yes. Yep. I'm trying to remember everything into correctly. The point is, it's awesome. And Ducat's going to be up in Nashville November 25th playing, I do believe it's a free show. And he's going to have a whole string section, which if you've heard the album Rabbit Runs to Destiny, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be great for your ears. A couple of weeks ago, we told you that This Is American Music. We told you that This Is American Music had released Porter and the Pollies, which is the collaboration between the Pollies and Porter from Some Dark Holler. That was the pre-sale. It's now officially up for grabs on iTunes if you want to check it out. And the Pollies still in the studio working on their new record with Ben Tanner of Alabama Shakes. And I say all this to say that right now there's the 2013 Moddies going on, which are the Mod Mobilian Awards, which don't have as much pomp and circumstance as other publication awards around town. But it matters to us. And if you want to get your votes in on things like new artist or your favorite musicians, your favorite art installations or shows, you can do that over at modmobilian.com. Just look for the 2013 Moddies ballot.
I have a question.
I'm sure you do.
Is there a dirtiest Vans category?
Dirtiest Vans or bands?
Vans.
Vans.
Shoes.
Shoes.
I don't think there is, Ian, but, you know, considerations can be made.
I'm fucked, aren't I?
Well,
Maybe worst dressed musicians. How about that?
Oh.
We can enter that category.
Good God Almighty. And speaking of
Dustin on Halloween.
You took it from me.
Sorry, Emily.
So now that we're focused again, speaking of the Moddies and artists, like new and upcoming artists that you've seen this year through Art Walk or what have you, there is a new episode of Art Talk out right now. You can check out at modpavilion.com. Skoda and Sydney and Ryan do a fantastic job with that. If you've not seen Art Talk yet, it's well into its second year. And it's amazing. I really wish we're going to break things again, Ian. Is that what we're going to do?
Sorry. Ian gets
bored.
We're
just going to knock things over and be rude to Haley's?
He's a fidget monster.
I'm going to stretch my hammies.
Anyway, Art Talk.
Art Talk, personal feelings on Art Talk. I think it's an amazing thing for not only us to have on modmobilian.com, but I think it really showcases the fun vibe of downtown during Art Walk. And I wish that some of the places they stopped into would kind of share that with their patrons and be like, look, if you missed Art Walk, here's what we were showing, and here's the fun commentary and the goofiness that ensues. I even think Skoda's dog Gunner is on Art Talk this episode.
I've been on Art Talk.
He's pimping Gunner.
Dog's the best. That dog is the best. It's our unofficial mascot at Modmobilian. And this is roundabout one of the last things I'm going to say where I'm hogging the microphone. Modmobilian's fourth birthday is coming up on December 3rd. Party soon to be announced. So
woo-hoo.
We'll let you know, and you can come hang out, meet the folks from Modmobilian if you would like to. No one's forcing you to. We really appreciate it that you just listen. So there's that. And I would like to introduce the topic of Tiger Shrimp. Who wants to take that? Tiger Shrimp, good or bad?
Horrible. Tiger Shrimp suck.
Tiger Shrimp?
Yes.
I'm not familiar, please.
Okay, they are a very, very, very evasive. Very evasive shrimp. They're actually taking over. I mean, like, they really are. They're
speaking to the microphone.
They are very, very evasive. They are taking over all the waters off of Louisiana right now. It's actually giving people issues with getting their Gulf shrimp right now.
So they're killing off the other shrimp?
They are.
They're aggressive, hence tiger.
But we can't. But we can't eat the tiger shrimp.
The Jason of the Bay.
Thank you very much.
Is that so? It's a problem because we can't eat the tiger shrimp.
You can. You can eat them. They're really, really briny. You know. They're very, very briny. They're not like Gulf shrimp that everybody loves. You know. I mean, the entire state.
They're the bad shrimp killing the good shrimp. Basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. They're huge. They're almost prawn like. Actually, they're really they're. How they're not considered prawns, I don't understand.
I've heard people say that their size is good for the grill. That's what I've heard.
I want to know who told you this.
Saw it online.
She saw it online.
I mean, then if you can marinate them and you can get rid of the briny flavor,
can
might not be.
That?
You can, technically, so yeah, but Gulf shrimp's still Gulf shrimp. That's
still,
what
it's,
keeps,
it's what we're used to. It's a good thing.
And it's what keeps, yeah. You know, there's a lot of businesses that thrive on saying Gulf shrimp, not yeah. Gulf tiger shrimp.
I have an idea.
What's this?
African killer bees, tiny snorkels, fight the tiger shrimp.
That would be awesome.
Is the tiger
that should be a pay-per-view event, dude.
The tiger shrimp, is that anything like the tiger shark from Life Aquatic? Is that a real thing?
There actually is a tiger shark, dude. We have him here.
Is that a real thing?
That was the leopard shark.
The jaguar
shark.
Jaguar.
The jaguar
that's
shark
right.
from Life Aquatic.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Jaguar.
Rest in peace, Esteban. sorry. Correction, rest in pieces, Esteban. Love you guys.
No, but they all actually kind of look like tiger sharks. Like they have like the stripes. Like they have really, really distinctive dark brown stripes. Hmm. But they are very, very aggressive. They're all, like I said, how they're not considered prawns, I don't know, because they are fucking huge.
Interesting. You know, in semi-related, kind of weird Alabama animal news, I read an article about Emily's favorite place, Coleman, Alabama, today. There was a 5-foot boa constrictor found in a pillowcase next to a trash can that caused major uproar for the local area sheriff.
So it was in the county. It wasn't in the city.
I'm sorry. It was the local police department. Police chief showed up, actually.
Oh, so it was in the city?
To herd the snake. Yeah, it was.
Big things happen
it
in
was
Coleman.
Near,
y'all don't even know.
It was near, I think it was near, like, government housing. Someone had a 5-foot boa, put it in a pillowcase, and left it by a trash can. A couple of people called and reported the suspicious pillowcase, which shows you what's going on in Coleman. Somebody saw a strange-looking pillowcase out their window and decided to call the police.
If you're saying government housing, then I know the area that you were speaking of. And yes, if there was a suspicious pillowcase that had movement, I would inquire about
that. Uh-oh. Big shout-out to Coleman Neighborhood Watch.
Good job, guys. Snake wrangling.
I hate
Coleman.
You all.
I mean, that's a serious problem in like Florida. I mean, which
yeah.
is just not
especially
that far
in,
off.
Especially in the Glades. The
yeah.
Glades are really bad.
Yeah, but it's mostly, you know, people releasing, and it's mostly Burmese pythons. Mm-hmm. It's like the big one. And there's some, you know, pets eating
there's
children,
like a, there's
you
a
know,
damn
like
unit,
bad.
There's a damn unit now, like, made to just go catch all these Burmese pythons in Florida.
Right.
Like, we just go do snake wrangling.
Well, I mean, the animal trade, I mean, it's the reptile trade in Florida is huge. That's a huge business.
Now they get to go catch them.
I did
That's
have...
a bet.
I had something kind of semi-relevant for what was going on in Mobile tomorrow, which will be... Today's Wednesday. Thursday at Center of Living Arts, there's a really cool thing going on. This guy, Kenny Scharf, who is a famous graffiti artist from New York City, famous for his artwork and stuff in the 70s and 80s, he's going to be at the Free Community Day at Center for Living Arts at 301 Conti Street, which is going to be on Thursday, and he's going to spray paint your car. If you want to come out and let your car get some spray paint work be done on it, he's going to decorate your car for you.
No, I think what we should do is we should take the Porsche over there and have him do like a Jake Ryan jam on the side of the 84, 1944
he's
Porsche.
Doing
with Long Duck Dong hanging out of the side.
I think he's doing his art.
No. I will just strongly suggest that he does what I say.
Which, if you've seen the side wall of Space 301.
Yeah, the side of Space 301.
This is the same gentleman who did all the graffiti
You pass
work.
It on your left. As you turn from government onto Jackson to come to Haley's.
Where we are today.
It's where Space 301 is, and that's where we are today.
So, if you've seen Mr. Scharf's artwork, Scharf,
And even if you're not getting your car painted, it would be pretty neat to see legal graffiti jams go down. Or maybe it's not so cool since it's legal. Takes away that.
I don't know. It's still interesting to see who's going to donate their car.
Take the cabbie. Get the cabbie done.
Not taking the cabbie.
We'll see how many takers they have on that. But interesting event put on by CLA. It's kind of cool.
They've been doing a lot of neat stuff. Like probably a month or so ago, I participated in the Future of Media discussion that they had as part of their Futures project. And they've got a lot of other events like that lined up. It's really great. Open forum. You can ask questions to, I don't want to say experts in their field, because I'm not an expert by any means, but folks that are doing it for whatever topic they have when they do those discussions, you should beat it on down there and check it out. It's really, really very neat. Before we get into sports, it's kind of a light week for us here on Babylon. Before we get into sports, it's a sports kind of jam. Jameis from FSU.
Jameis Winston.
Yes. Those, what is it? Are they saying it's rape or sexual assault sexual charges? Assault. Okay, sexual assault charges brought up on Jameis Winston. The Tampa Bay paper released an interview or a story today that said the lady who is bringing these charges was told by police that Tallahassee is a big football town, and if she were to pursue it any further, her life would be miserable. Their words, not mine. I'm a huge football fan. We all know that. We're all big football fans. But I think that you've got to live in reality, my friends. You can't live in football world all the time. You can't be so concerned about FSU going up for a national championship, quite possibly, that you're going to say stuff like that in a criminal case. Like, when do you stop being clouded? When do you stop being clouded by how much you love and support your team and want good things to happen for them?
Well,
I'm trying to get y'all to focus.
There's a couple of different things that kind of cloud this story. I mean, the reported suspect was 5'9". Jameis Winston's 6'3", 6'4".
He's listed like 6'4.5".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
But are those always correct? Because you've told me before that sometimes people fudge on their height.
Not like that. To be honest though, with the article that came up, and I did read that, the Tampa paper, but with them saying those things that they said to that lady, who knows, they could have forged height as well to avoid the subject. But the only problem is I like to think that they care more about the law than they care about FSU winning a national championship or famous Jameis winning a Heisman.
I would like to think that too, and then I see that, and I'm just like, oh God, please tell me that's not the case.
It could have been a sincere warning. It could have been like, look, if you do this, just know that your life's going to suck. People are going to come say shit to you and come get in your face.
It could be out of context.
It could have been sincere. But we don't know. We're not there. So it's just a speculation all at this point.
You know, if you look at national title contenders over the last few years, things like this seem to happen nearly every go-around. You had the whole thing with Mantateo. You had Cam Newton with all his stuff. These things happen constantly, and it's usually against who it, you know, it didn't come out against Alabama. Not to say they're doing stuff wrong, getting away with it, but it's usually whoever else is.
Well, no, because instead people send out open letters to Wall Street Journal about Alabama.
Yeah.
You missed that.
Did you hear about that?
No.
The open letter to the Wall Street Journal for Auburn to beat Alabama, so Alabama cannot go win a national championship.
Cool. Good for them. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of Alabama and publications, A.J. McCarron is on the cover of Sports Illustrated for the fourth time.
With the caption, best ever?
No.
You don't think he's the best starting quarterback ever?
No.
He's
a cog in the wheel. He's a great part of a great system.
But look at what he's done.
No, no. As an individual player for individual efforts, no. Absolutely not.
I don't know.
No. He's a great part of a great system. You take him out of that and put him in the NFL – you're going to see what's going to happen, I promise.
I think he'll be fine in the NFL.
Mm, yeah, okay.
I really do. I think he's going to be like Matt Ryan.
How'd McElroy do?
Completely different quarterbacks. McElroy.
One's a brunette, one is a ginger.
And plus, Greg, the most Greg ever threw in a game was 22
Hair color is everything in football.
The Greg threw 22 times. That was his max in one game. AJ's throwing the ball 50 times in a game before. It's completely different systems.
I don't know. I disagree with it because I don't find him an explosive player. I don't find him as an exciting player. He's a good quarterback. He's good at what he does in the system that he plays in. But I mean, if you want to talk about that, how would he be better than – I mean, Tim Tebow was a better individual quarterback than McCarron was. And he did more singularly.
But
he did more for his team.
That was all because of this. Well, not really. AJ's won some big games by himself. Look at the national championships. Championships was –
not almost every game of
his
college career.
The ball.
Tebow was the entire team.
No, he had her. Dude, not really. He had Rainey. He had Demps. He had all those people. That was a perfect system for him is the way it looks for me with Tebow.
I think he will go down as the greatest Alabama quarterback in history.
I still say SJ Barker.
I think between AJ and Jay Barker, I say AJ.
I say Jay.
How old were you then? You were like.
It doesn't matter.
In your dad's eye.
It doesn't matter.
I watched that game.
It doesn't matter.
Anybody remember Namath?
My dad does.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Bart Starr,
too.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Jesus. I mean, a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I just don't.
To me, it's just his resume. There's never been a college quarterback that's had the resume that he's had as well as the winning percentage. Don't get me wrong. Jay Barker's winning percentage is a little bit better, but AJ has gone – well, most likely, if things go like they're looking, he will go through three national championships in a row.
Okay, so you're now saying what I didn't explain as my point. Jay had
– well, no. His but
and AJ has been leading, and I know that sometimes there's a negative connotation with being called a game manager if you're a quarterback, but – I mean, I think he's got a better handle on everything. Now, granted, two different systems, Coach Stallings, Coach Saban. Call him Nick and die.
But there's also four quarterbacks in the NFL right now that are also considered game managers until they got to the NFL. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Philip Rivers. And they are all Pro Bowl, if not. I mean, two of those are considered the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
I don't know.
And he actually has better college numbers than all four of them put together.
I also think it's funny that everyone's so quick to hand Alabama the title this year.
I'm not handing him either.
No,
I'm not quick to either. If you watched last week's game,
week was lethargic.
Florida State is a good football team. And I mean, I don't see anything that's going to – now, you guys still have to get through Auburn.
They're one-dimensional, though.
It doesn't matter.
Since I was a kid. You throw everything out the window and it's Alabama-Auburn. That is a different kind of fire, I think, in those boys – when it's the in-state rivalry. Like, even if Auburn hadn't won a game this season or Alabama hadn't won a game this season, it's always up in the air because I think they fight harder.
With Auburn coming in the top 10, this is their national title game.
If they win, they still have a chance for a national title.
Possibly. But, I mean, I'm just saying to them, it's like if I was playing for Auburn, I wouldn't even be thinking about that. I'd be thinking to beat Alabama. So it's gonna be interesting. But
like I said, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Auburn's having a hell of a season. Y'all are doing great. Keep it up.
Yeah,
badass.
Game last week was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. But like I said, being a Bama fan, I'm a little biased sometimes. But this is actually coming from a non-biased standpoint. This is for me looking at things on paper. Bama still one of the best rush defenses in the country, if not the best defense in the country.
They're still the best team in the country.
They're kind of going right into Bama's strength. Now, if Nick Marshall can pull something out this week and they're in the bye week and say, hey, I can throw the ball a little bit better, yeah, they'll have a better chance because to beat Bama, you have to throw. When Bama gets beat, it's not by rushing, it's by throwing.
And speaking of beating Bama, it's not going to happen this week because they're playing Chattanooga.
Dun, oh, no.
Yeah. You've got, let's see, Auburn's on a bye.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Auburn's on a bye. They're getting
ready for
Bama.
Alabama, Chattanooga. I'm happy to say this. I'm very proud to say this. Game of the week, Saturday night, 7 p.m., my Oklahoma State Cowboys at number 10 against number 4 Baylor Bears at home in Stillwater. We've got college game day. We got the whole nine yards Saturday. I'm super stoked about this.
I think y'all got them by 10, personally.
I hope so.
I really do. I
hope so. I don't know what's going to happen there, but it's going to be a fun game to watch. Other SEC things, you got number 8 Missouri going into Oxford against Ole Miss.
It's going to be a game.
Who's actually ranked at 24.
Yep.
Other ranked games, Arizona State and UCLA. It's Pac-12 football.
Who knows?
Some people care. Most people don't. but that's 17 Arizona State against 14 UCLA. As for other ranked teams playing each other, you've got Wisconsin at Minnesota. It's 19 against 25. You got Texas A&M at LSU, which is going to be Texas A&M against LSU. I still don't understand how Texas A&M is ranked number 12 in the country right now.
I really don't either. With what, two losses?
Yeah.
I don't understand that either.
And there's a couple of two-loss teams that are, you know, ranked high, and I don't understand how or why. But, you know, the ranking system will always baffle me.
Did you hear about the $52 million buyout for Maryland to get out of the ACC?
For Maryland to get out of the ACC?
Yes, to go to the Big Ten.
They're going to go. Oh, really?
They would have to pay a $52.4 million buyout for their contract, which is quadruple what most people usually pay to leave conference and go to another one. They're actually trying to get it thrown out because it's actually going down in North Carolina. The trial is going down in North Carolina because that's where the headquarters for the ACC is. So they're thinking that there might be some bias issues with it being in that state.
Huh.
Since, but, you know, usually, like I said, I think the biggest buyout ever since that was like $17.5 million to get out. And, you know, usually, you know, when you leave a conference, go to another one, you get a hefty little paycheck from that conference you're going to. But with the way it's looking now, the Big Ten's check will only cover an eighth of what they have to pay to leave the ACC.
If I'm running the Big Ten, I don't want Maryland. I want somebody to build up that conference because, I mean, you know, Ohio State is going to be at the top of that conference every year for the next 5 years.
Well, look at Michigan State, man. That defense, if they just get an offense going.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Ohio State's dominating. They're not really playing anybody. I mean, there's some good teams.
They played Buffalo.
Yeah, I know. They're,
I mean, the yeah, whole –
For them to still be sitting – atop the polls like they are right
now. To me, it's retarded.
It's pretty ridiculous. There are a lot of teams that are. I think Baylor is a more deserving team.
I do too. I think Baylor is way more deserving. Believe it or not, I think Stanford with their loss is more deserving than Ohio State just because Stanford had to play big games.
Yeah.
And they went on a really big stage and played probably one of the best offenses in the country and beat them.
Yeah.
So 2 years in a row.
Right.
Go Cardinals. They're kicking ass.
NFL this week, tonight, tomorrow, Thursday night, the 21st, New Orleans goes into Atlanta. Which would usually be an exciting game.
Not this year.
Except this year, it's not going to be.
Well,
because it's terrible.
This is where this actually leads back to my AJ McCarron, Matt Ryan conversation. If AJ goes to the pros and ends up with a great team, or not great team, but some decent weapons around him, he'll do great. Look at Matt Ryan. He's been phenomenal since he's been in the league, and then he loses his two main weapons this year and has a bad year. But that defense is also really bad in Atlanta as well. It's porous.
That's just a terrible
team. It's porous.
So it's going to be. Going to be a gimme game, I think, for New Orleans.
And Mark Ingram's starting to show up.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram, dude, 2 weeks ago, 14 carries, 145 yards, and last week he had a good showing against 49ers, which is not an easy team to run on.
Had a tough test against San Francisco for sure. Showed you know, some of the soft spots in the Saints' overall game. But
then,
know,
again, it's the fucking 49ers. They're great.
Yeah, they're a great team, and I mean, you know, the
don't
Saints,
let their record
have
does
trouble,
not show.
You know, they have trouble with a couple of teams in NFC West. And speaking of which, you know, the Saints playing Atlanta on Thursday. The week after, I believe they got Carolina.
Yes,
which is going to be a tough game.
That's going to be a big game in general because
that's a big game for the division because the Panthers are right on their heels.
They are. And it's, didn't they start off like one? They started off what, 1-3? 1-3 is how they started off the year.
They had a rough start, and now they're one game behind for the division.
And then, you know, Steve Smith and Cam Newton, as what they're saying now is that they put the fear of God in the locker room.
Yeah,
is how they've turned things around. And you know, Steve Smith showing 12 years in the league, even though he's 5'9", maybe, that he's still one of the best receivers in the game.
I mean, the Saints definitely have to be kind of getting their act together over the next few weeks because. You know, they, like I said, they've got a gimme game in Atlanta, but then they've got Carolina, and then they've got Seattle in Seattle.
Oh, cold weather game, 12th man.
I hate to say it, but the Saints don't have a chance in hell in that game.
They really don't. It's probably going to be the only way it could happen is if they put pressure on Russell Wilson. But because the only problem is that they have to go against that Seahawks defense, which is what, fourth in the league right now.
Yeah,
some shit like that.
It's going to be ugly. I think.
I mean, historically, the Saints have never been good. Outside, but
never cold.
It's just the worst. And when they played Chicago, was it?
They beat Chicago this year in Soldier Field, but it was warm.
Exactly.
The two games that the Saints have lost this year, New England and in New York.
The NFC Championship, when they played Chicago, it was just brutal.
Oh yeah, no, it was awful. And I mean, you know, anytime they get in bad weather or cold, remotely cold weather, and it's December 2nd in Seattle, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold and it's going to be wet.
Yeah. And that is not their environment. So
and
Saints
I mean,
fans
they better pray that y'all have. And,
I don't think it's going to be a good one.
And pray that you have, you know, the first seed.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen either. I mean, Saints will be probably middle of the road seed for the playoffs. But they've got to keep winning games.
They do. What I'm saying. If they win out, they have a very strong chance of being the number one seed. But I don't see that happening because they have to go play Seattle in December.
Yeah, and they're playing Carolina. And I I'm not saying Carolina's a loss. I think it's going to be a hard fought game.
Well, look what they did to New England. But the call at the end of that game.
Yeah, that's true. We could talk about that for a second. The call that cost New England the game Monday night. Questionable. I think the thing that they said overall was that the ball wasn't catchable.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Well, I think the way they looked at the call, the way they looked at and dissect the call with how they explained of how it worked is okay. The mechanics of making that call was on point. But the fact is it was still They're showing it right now. I mean that's a flag all day long. Because that was definitely catchable. They had him turned and pushed around the other direction.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they do. They call at the end of the game.
I watch a lot of football. I wasn't completely aware of if time's expired, then the play is dead, and they're not going to make a call like that. You know, I didn't know that. I've never really seen that.
Me neither. This year's been a lot of firsts actually with weird stuff.
Games ending with safety.
Mm-hmm.
Calls like that.
Obstruction in baseball. I mean, it's been a weird year in sports in general with the obstruction. The game ending on an error in the World Series. The game ending on the obstruction in the World Series.
Yeah.
It's been a very strange year in sports.
Things start to happen. Rules will change and things will.
Kind of like the tardying rule.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, now that they're starting to do a little bit better on that.
Yeah, they're starting to get better about some of those calls. It was kind of ridiculous at the beginning of the season. But for the rest of the NFL this week, we got Pittsburgh in Cleveland. Pittsburgh is kind of making a run back for their division. Cleveland struggling last week after a loss, a big loss. And as a Cleveland fan, I mean, good Lord, how do you give up 31 points to one team in a quarter? But they're the Cleveland Browns. So other than that, we got Tampa Bay at Detroit. Minnesota at Green Bay, San Diego and Kansas City. Kansas City coming off their first loss of the season against Denver. Probably will bounce back against San Diego. Don't see that really being a problem. They've got San Diego in Arrowhead. Chicago at St. Louis. Chicago at St. Louis. Carolina at Miami. The Jets playing Baltimore. Jacksonville at Houston. Tennessee at Oakland. Indianapolis and Arizona, Dallas and New York, and Denver and New England, which I think was probably the best game of the week. Of course, it's Peyton against Brady. Always a great matchup. That's going to be the night game on Sunday. Monday night game, San Francisco at Washington. RG3 under a lot of fire this week for calling out the rest of his team, basically calling out everybody but himself. Some feuding going on with him and Santana Moss. So that would be interesting to watch. San Francisco will probably take that game, being a fairly strong team. Don't see that being much of a contest there. But it'd be interesting to see kind of what goes down with the Redskins on the heels of all that controversy this past week. For NBA, we got a few things coming up for Thursday. You've got the Clippers playing Oklahoma City. Should be a great matchup. Oklahoma City, not the strongest team, not as strong as they've been. Clippers, of course, are always on a push. That's a solid team. At the head of the news for NBA, Indiana is on fire, and it's a bunch of younger guys. It's a younger coach. You know, not a ton of experience. You got veteran leadership from David West there. Those guys are really, really on a tear. Miami's sliding. Boston is in the gutter. Things are kind of shaking up, interestingly, in the NBA.
Okay, and some baseball news this week. Tim Hudson is no longer Brave, even though we all kind of saw that coming. He is now a Giant for the next 2 years.
Wow.
Back in the Bay Area. He's actually said that he cannot wait until he can show people that he's still fiery, as he puts it, that he can still show his aggressiveness, even though his fastball has lost some. Trying to think what else is going on. The A-Rod trials.
Yeah, I was going
to
say all the A-Rod stuff going on today with him storming out of the meetings and basically saying it was an abusive process and calling out the arbitrators. And he's not a happy camper with that right now. Of course, they're really not giving the guy the benefit of the doubt at all. It's kind of guilty until proven innocent in his case. They're really trying to nail him to the wall for it. So. I mean, I don't like him. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't care for him. I wish it would all just blow over and he'd go away. But at the same time, I don't feel like they're maybe treating him fairly. They're really trying to find somebody to pin all this stuff to, because you've had this stuff with McGuire in the past.
And then Canseco. It goes back a while.
Then you had all the Bond stuff that happened, and nobody ever really got nailed for it. You know what I mean?
They're trying to make an example.
I think so. I think they finally got somebody that they can throw the lasso around, and they're really trying to nail them to the wall for it. I don't think it's right, but it's, you know.
But it's not 100% wrong either, because the dude did do it.
Well, I understand.
He admitted it twice, but.
As in the past, baseball loves to make an example out of maybe the wrong guy, which is the reason Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame.
Not only that, you got to look at all the other people in the Chicago games, the 1919 series.
Right. I mean, it's happened historically, and unfortunately for A-Rod, I think his time is coming. They're going to.
But there was also another really big signing. In my opinion, it's a big signing, because I think he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and that's Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson's now a Padre.
Interesting.
Four hours ago, actually. He agreed to a one-year, $8 million contract.
1 year.
1 year. Hmm. I mean, this is because he's had some health issues lately, and Miami was not going to give him any kind of deal, I don't think. Which sucks, because if you're a Miami Marlins fan, he has been your best pitcher for a while now. But he's now a Padre for a year, which just makes the Padres getting better and better and better. Their record did not show how good of a team they actually were last year, in my opinion.
I still don't see them being much of a factor right away. You still got the Dodgers out there, and I don't know what's going on.
The Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, and the Giants.
I don't know what's going on with Mattingly and the upper management in L.A. That's going to be interesting to see what kind of unfolds next year. But, I mean,
we'll see.
To me, the Padres are really going to have to come on strong to be able to overtake that that division.
Yeah, they really are, but they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah. Ian's got some boxing news, I believe.
Yeah, there's a big Pacquiao fight coming up. I've been seeing the advertisements for it.
St. Pierre just kept his title.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that.
Against an Oklahoma State Cowboy.
Yeah, split decision too, correct?
I think it's Rios.
What was the decision in the?
It was split, right?
The St. Pierre fight.
No, it wasn't split. George won.
Even though he looked destroyed after the fight.
Yeah.
And the other guy looked like nothing had happened.
Yeah, George was beat up for sure. It was just round by round, and he won the most rounds. But, I mean, the decision was
unanimous?
The scoring was very close. I think it was like 28-27, like most of the thing, or 27-28, either way. But, Pacquiao versus Rios. Yeah.
Mm. Actually, a really good match.
Yeah.
When is that scheduled for?
Let's see here. We're having the press conference right now.
Oh, that was press conference was today.
Yeah, press conference.
See, he's doing a little research here. Apparently, there was a press conference for the Pacquiao Rios fight this afternoon. There was a live stream. For that.
That'll be that's Wednesday, November 20th. Okay.
I'm still a little upset.
They're not saying when the fight was or when the fight's going to be.
Probably March, if they're just not doing the press conference.
Past March.
I don't know. Well, there's there's not any listing for that online, but there's a big Pacquiao Rios fight coming up.
That's
going to
be a big
today.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And I'm still upset about the Brazy and Turner Field.
Yeah, that's
for 10,000 less seats.
That's interesting. They're going to go to Collin County, and there's even talk that they're going to rename the team the Georgia Braves because mm-hmm. they're not going to be located in Atlanta anymore. That's going to upset a lot of
it pisses a lot of us off.
Local baseball fans. Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, it's 10,000 less seats.
Yeah.
And
it make a whole lot of sense, but
so they're probably going to raise ticket prices, which sucks because it was never super expensive to go watch the Braves. You go sit behind the dugout for $35.
Right.
And now
they're
going to
pull
the
New York Yankees and build a, you know.
And they're going to lose a lot of Southerners for it. That yeah. actually going to the games, it's going to be a lot of season ticket holders that are going to, you know, show yeah. up.
It's business. It happens. Emily, you're smirking. Do you have something you'd like to say? Are you ready to shut this thing down?
I'm ready to wrap it up if you guys don't have much more to say.
Go ahead.
I want to let, believe it or not, I want to let Steven have the final word on sports this evening.
In sports entertainment news, I totally got my WrestleMania 30 ticket.
Oh, the Dome,
New Orleans, April 6th. Spent too much money, but it's whatever.
I really want to go to that.
It is going to be. It is going to be the granddaddy of them all. It's going to be amazing. It's the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. All other companies are bullshit. WWE is the only one left. WCW, non-existent. It is the showcase of the immortals. And if anyone wants to go, tickets are still available. It is the Dome. It is a lot of people.
If anybody wants to go, Steven needs a ride.
I got a ride. That is true, because I do not have a car.
He spent all his gas money on the ticket.
I spent every bit of money I had on the ticket. But, again,
he spent all his gas money on a Hitler Youth haircut.
The Hitler Youth haircut was free, because I do it myself now. Mac is far away. He is busy. He is doing work. So now I shave my own head. Anyway, the Showcase of the Mortals, April 6th at the Superdome, WrestleMania 30. I'm sure it'll be a grand spectacle.
I think that actually would be a good time. I was a big fan of professional wrestling as a kid. And it's you know, it doesn't carry the same weight to me anymore. But they do a lot of fan stuff, and they you know, it's more of an experience the entire weekend than just the event.
I would just like to say Steven's probably going to be the oldest guy there getting completely into it.
I know
that
I
is not true.
I seriously doubt that.
That is not true at all. What they call the internet wrestling community are a bunch of people who know that it's bullshit. They know that it's quote unquote fake, but still totally get into it. It is going to be ridiculous and huge. And the fact that I was a fan when I was a kid, and it's going to be in the Dome, I can't miss that. It's the 30th version, 30th anniversary of it. Can't miss it. It's going to be a good time.
Did you ever see the it was Wrestling Takedown Federation, so WTF, that episode on South Park where they do the oh, my God.
I never saw
I've
it.
I've seen
I
that.
See
are you talking about the one where they have the they basically turn it into like a stage play.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's brilliant.
But they've got
like
the
Vince McMahon shows up. That's the dude, right?
Yeah. That's the guy.
Shows up and he's in balcony seats or in box seats, and he's got the opera glasses and all that stuff.
That sounds
they're making yeah, they
like
make
professional wrestling.
They make
incarnate.
It all about the characters, you know, just like they do in professional wrestling. But they've also got the wrestling coach there who's in his onesie. Like trying to teach him actual wrestling.
Those tickets went on.
Wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
It's all about that wrestling.
Those tickets went on sale, I believe, Saturday, and they're going to be on sale for a little bit. It's a big place, and they will fill it. But in the past couple years, they have sold out the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, which was the old Meadowlands, and they've also sold out Sun Life Stadium. Is that the Miami Stadium? They sold that out a couple years ago.
We're talking about the Superdome, yeah?
I remember back
last
in the day as a kid.
Huh?
I said I remember back in the day as a kid they sold out the Pontiac Silverdome, which was over 100,000
yeah,
seats.
Yeah. That is still, to this day, I think the indoor attendance record of all time. It was absolutely insane.
Well, I'm trying to think. Was that I want to say that was Andre the Giant against Hulk Hogan.
It was Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan. That was when Hogan slammed
Hogan,
Andre. That was the big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the epic moment
in professional
wrestling.
The second biggest match of that night was, I believe, Macho Man and Ricky Steamboat. That was the... Exactly. Step into Slim Jim. That, to most people, that is still, to this day, the greatest professional wrestling match of all time. Because they were both,
Dragon Steamboat.
Both really, really good.
Well, those guys, for professional wrestlers, were both... fantastic athletes, especially
that's the thing about professional wrestling is that it is obviously scripted. It is what it is. But they are glorified stuntmen. They if you suck, you suck. But if you are good, people notice.
Back then, I don't know. I mean, it seems like not everybody was a musclehead back in those days, and there were guys who were just, you know, stout guys, and they were athletes.
Who could actually tell the story with the things they did and the moves they did. And, you know, it's all about ring psychology, and that was a different time.
It wasn't so much of a show as there was
the actual match in itself.
You know,
and selling the idea that these guys, one, hate each other, of course. Right. Two, that they are willing to go the full mile to sell, you know, the action in the ring. And I think, that was a different time, and now it is, I think, a bit more about the muscle heads and whatnot. But there are people who are still that good. Exactly. Mac just did the John Cena, you can't see me, trademark taunt.
John Cena was on Sports Nation this afternoon, who's actually a fantastic commentator. Yeah, he was. I think he's got a future in that.
From Brookline, Massachusetts, he looks like a Wahlberg. He sings like a Wahlberg and acts like a Wahlberg.
He's a well-spoken giant man.
Yeah, yeah.
I was impressed.
Let's finish this up, Emily.
Good job. First time professional wrestling's made it on to Mod Mobilian Radio.
You're welcome,
Babylon.
So there's that. Thank you for tuning in to Babylon, heard on Mod Mobilian Radio and available for podcasts on modmobilian.com. On behalf of all our contributors this afternoon at Haley's, where it is Whiskey Wednesday every Wednesday, $4 American Whiskey, corner of Jackson and Dauphin, Rock and Roll Hoochie Q. My name is Emily. Thanks for tuning in. Just inside,